100.3 The Biz welcomes you to the Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find it. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Ah, gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's that red light. Thank you for staying with us as we start the second hour of the Gone Fishing Show. And we have Rob on line one. Rob, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself, Rick?
Doing just fine.
Surrounded by pretty ladies, you got to be doing good.
Excuse me?
He said if you're around all those ladies, you got to be doing good.
Yeah, all right, yes.
Yeah, and me too.
For those people going to the Netty, be sure to get to the captain's meeting early. There's some new products never seen before in stores. Lures that'll be there.
Saw a nice post that Donnie Leeper put up today.
Yeah. I got to throw it out there for Donnie. He's done such a great job with this thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Matter of fact, right this second, due to the economic situation of a lot of the vendors, what I'm throwing together and what you put into it to be about some of the few items that they're going to get for the captain's bag. So I appreciate you doing that because it's going to a great cause.
Right. Well, these items are not for the captain's bag. They're for to be sold at the captain's meeting with all the proceeds going to the foundation.
Oh, nice. Good. Well, that's just as good. That really helps a lot.
For people that have been wanting to get hold of my popping cork, there's some of those there.
Yeah, Terry lost hers.
I've added a rattle to my spinning spoon, and that thing is killer.
Nice.
And some other items that will also catch lots of fish. So y'all go and support the tournament by buying the products and checking them out.
Okay. And we'll make sure that we post it on our Gone Fishing Show that's what the what it's going for on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yep. And get Donnie's got a picture, Joe. Maybe you can hit the picture off of Donnie's page and put it over on the Gone Fishing Show and help some, you know.
I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for all your support.
Because I can do it.
He can do it.
All night long.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, so we have the tournament coming up. Oh, do we have any other tournaments coming in the near future?
The Flounder Pounder.
Yes.
Right.
So that'll be another good spot to be able to use a spinner bait.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely.
Rob, thank you. Rob is the creator of New Concept Lures, and that is the product that he's going to have there at the Netty.
Right.
Some of his new stuff.
That'll be cool. I can look forward to seeing that.
All right. All right, Rob, thank you.
All righty, y'all catch him up.
Okay.
All right, we'll do.
Have a good day.
So speaking of Flounder Pounder, when is that?
That's the week
What's
after.
What's the date?
The week after the Netty.
Netty is the 13th?
14th.
Friday is the 13th, so it'll be the 14th.
All right.
Yeah. So, and then the following weekend will be the Flounder Pounder. Yep.
Cut.
Where's the captain's meeting for that?
It's at the new restaurant, Big Dogs, I believe, at Beach Marine.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then the weigh-in is also at Big Dogs at Beach Marine.
What day is the captain's meeting? I don't remember. Is
wait
it a Thursday?
Minute. I thought it was at the...
We went through this last week.
American Legion?
No.
No, that's the captain's meeting for the Netty.
Netty. Okay.
Right.
My bad.
I think a lot of Chip Davis, and I think, you know, what he's doing for...
Oh, he's done
autism.
He's a fabulous job.
$55,000.
It's amazing.
What's amazing is there's haters. No matter what good you do and how hard you work, there's somebody out there that can find something wrong with anything you do.
And isn't that a shame? I mean, I just have to say it. I'm a school teacher, and I work with autistic children.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kills me. It hurts my heart to see people that hate.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we have to hate?
You know?
These children, there's nothing wrong with them. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them.
And
they have a different learning style.
And they, yep. And so.
And that's all there is to it.
So you need to get out and support the Flounder Pounder.
Yes, absolutely.
And you need to get out and support the Netties. Two great tournaments that benefit somebody in need. And that's what they are. And
that's what it's all about. It's about love and community.
Okay. 99, I think every fishing tournament now, with the exception of the IFA, is for a great charity.
I totally believe that.
Okay. The IFA is the only one that's for profit. And which I, you know, they make a living doing it, and so I have nothing against them for that either.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of tournaments, Matt Embry over there at Browns Creek, buddy, he was caught some nice flounder last night. You see those, Joe?
Yes.
He has some really nice flounder.
Yeah.
Matt was very politely.
Matt, call in.
Matt very politely was a little upset with me because he was one of the ones that believes in oversized reds.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the one that really talked to Anna in trying to keep it into the slot reds. And I think, this, you know, again, slot reds give, like Timothy that called earlier, gives the new guys a chance to get into redfish division, catch two redfish.
Yeah.
Of legal slot size.
Speaking of Timothy, yes, sir, there are no more dry fit shirts.
You're under the
But there
the regular
are t-shirts. Still shirts. There were 50 dry fit shirts, and those 50 have already been reached to that goal. Now another person made a donation of T-shirts for the next 50. He's donated 50 shirts, so they're T-shirts, but with the same logo and everything on them.
Girls, we're getting ready to find out the truth about Joe's fishing stories right now.
Oh, are we?
We're going to find out how big of fishing tales he was telling us.
Why?
Because Captain Don Taylor's on the telephone.
Hey, Captain Don.
Hey, Cap.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
Were you able to keep him out of the water?
No, I just came in after cleaning my boat after 3 hours of picking up behind Joe. fishing line and cigarette butts.
Oh, my Lord.
Prescription glasses and hats and dengue and everything else.
Hey, Captain, hang on, please. Hang on through the break.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the Gone Fishing Show. Joe's in trouble now. Joe, what telephone number you want to give out, buddy?
904-296-1062. 296-1062. We'll be right back.
For a unique fishing experience you'll never forget, call Captain Chip Wingo with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Fish to Flats specializes in light tackle and fly fishing the backwaters of Jacksonville, Fernandina, and St. Augustine. As for Captain Wingo, he's been catching redfish, flounder, and trout from those backwaters his entire life. You'll be fishing from a state-of-the-art 19-foot Hughes Flats boat using high-end pin fishing tackle. Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters is Coast Guard licensed and insured, and they supply the bait, tackle, and the license. Call Captain Wingo today and book an unforgettable fishing experience with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Call 904-614-4989. That's 904-614-4989.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, we're on. Yes, we're back on.
Yes, that red light is on. Right,
right. We still got Captain Donald.
Hey, Captain Don.
Yes, sir.
There he is. Okay. You sound pretty energetic after cleaning the boat that Joe left dirty for you.
Yeah, it was all that blood from all them fish we slayed, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, and there was a lot of line. And
yeah, that line, boy.
He came out there.
You couldn't believe.
So he doesn't need to backspool or respool any of his line because he gets worn.
Tell him what my problem was.
He had too much line on his rig.
And who spools my reels, Rick?
Keith.
Thank you.
Well,
but Rick, he would make a cast, and I'd hear a wind knock back there, and I'd look back, and he got donut nuts everywhere.
I have tried to teach him when the wind is blowing, you don't throw overhand.
You throw sidearm.
To keep the wind knots out of your line.
I
threw sidearm twice, and I caught Don's ear.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Wow!
But
Rick, have you ever heard Joe? Does Joe know what the term drag means?
Does he run show drag?
He's got a new nickname for me now.
What is it?
No drag Joe.
Every time I turn around, I'd hear his drag go off, and he'd have about an 8-inch fish, you know.
He's a show drag. Oh, my Lord.
Goodness gracious.
Every time I'd go off, he was grabbing the net, man.
I was grabbing the net, about a 12-inch fish, you know. But, no, we did get on a good bite today. No, Joe did pretty good.
It was fun.
He did. It was fun. We had about an hour and a half, 2 hours of... We blistered them pretty good, and then went and caught some platies. But no, we had a good day. It was fun. But,
awesome.
Some good sized yellowmouth, huh?
Oh yeah.
We had a couple of good ones last weekend.
The hardest part of the whole day was getting back to the launch, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't get over the. And I'm vertically challenged, you know, so I'm not the tallest guy in the world. And if I'd have walked through the ramp there, you know, I'd been about half my body would have been.
It took several attempts to get the boat in there, man. Current was rough.
It's wicked there.
Where'd y'all launch?
Clapboard.
Oh, goodness gracious, yeah.
Which so that's
with that tide.
Yeah, well, I was speaking. We had the Netty fishing clinic there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, the current looked like it was going 20, 30 knots, just the current with two to four foot waves.
I've talked to a couple people this week, and they said they had to let their partner off and then go to another launch just to be able to load their boat.
Right.
The current. The current so bad. Right. Not being able to get on their.
It was bad there today. I mean, you asked Joe, we had to start, I mean, literally about, you know, 20 or 30 feet left of the trailer. You know, when they just like drift in and then, you know, get the gas drift in. It took me two times, and I do it every day. So that's how bad it was.
Well, I tell you what, this
sir.
Well,
somebody's ringer's on.
There goes Rick's phone again.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't help any that Joe was sitting on the bow of the boat. He wouldn't get off the boat to get his shoes wet.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Joe was, you know, so I had to do all the work.
How about your flounder? Were your flounder any size to them?
What was that, 14, 14 and a half?
We caught a couple of days out there, in the, you know, 14, like that. But a couple of days ago, I went out Saturday during the real heavy rainstorm. I guess I don't know if you guys were out in there or not, but we got caught out in it on Saturday, and I mean, the bottom fell out.
Yeah, that was a mess.
We caught some really big flounder on Saturday.
Well, Captain.
You know, in that weather. You know, so.
Well, Captain Don, thank you for the call. We got another person online, too.
And we're going to have Captain Don on next week.
Sounds great to me.
Sir.
At least we'll have somebody who knows how to cast a rod and reel. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, we got Jackie.
Thanks for calling.
Jackie bye-bye. Online, too. Jackie.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing, girl?
Just listening while we're having a barbecue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hello.
How
Hi,
you
baby.
Doing?
How are you?
Good.
You're on the radio.
She's dressed up like a donut running around the house.
I love it. How nice. Sweet.
Burning outside. Alyssa, hush.
So,
yes, that's it.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
I'm actually fishing Monday.
Where are you fishing?
I know. I got to get the cobwebs off the kayak.
All right.
Would it be a...
Now, did you say you're not going to be able to fish the netty because of work, or are you going to be able to?
No, I'm going to be helping.
Okay.
I'm going to be selling those raffle tickets.
Very good. Good job.
Lovely.
So come see me and let's buy some raffle tickets.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So I won last year the one thing I wanted, so I've tried my luck. So, this year I'm just going to try my best to just sell them. Just yell at people until they buy all the raffle tickets.
You're good at that.
Hey, telling you, listen, if you put a short little skirt on, like a little halter top, and you walk around, like, and you start,
have to clean my body.
Hey, it is.
They buy a ton of raffle tickets.
It is Friday the 13th.
They'll be like, I'll pay you $2 if you just, if you put a skirt, you know, a longer skirt on.
She'll put a clown suit on.
Yeah, no. Although I am going dressed up this Halloween as Georgie.
Oh, Lord. Seriously?
Yep, I'm going dressed up as Georgie.
So how fun.
I got my costume already.
Are you gonna try to remove part of an arm?
You know, I'm debating. I might try to get a little creative with that.
Okay.
And I'm trying to convince Bill to at least get the Pennywise mask.
Yes.
But, you know. Every year I've been the villain, and my daughter's always the princess, so we'll see what happens this year.
Bill can totally pull it off.
Well,
yeah.
If my raffle ticket doesn't win anything, you're going to get a hug.
Oh, Lord. No hugs.
Run.
So my raffle ticket better win.
I've got to draw the line somewhere, you know?
Right.
We've been trying to draw the lines all evening here, and it's just not happening.
Better you guys than me.
Yeah, right?
Hopefully I'll catch something on Monday, and I'll be able to call in next week and talk about something other than barbecues and donuts and movies.
Well, I would love that.
That would be awesome.
Well, next week, y'all be calling in from the captain's meeting. Me and Joe.
Oh, that's very right, because we'll be. It starts at 6, right?
Right.
So, yeah, we got the radio show to do.
So Joe and I got a waiver from the captain's meeting, and
I'm gonna call. I'm gonna complain.
Oh, there's that person.
I'm in great trouble.
There's one of those haters, Elizabeth.
Yep. I'm gonna beat her to the parking lot.
You're beating her to the parking lot.
I got my taser.
All right, Jackie. Well, I got you a T-bone, but it's not a steak.
Okay.
It's a T-Bones, B-O-N-Z.
Mm. Those are awesome.
All right, nice.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I've got a donut here that wants to say goodbye to you guys.
Bye.
Bye, Alyssa.
Bye, sweetie pie.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye, kitty.
Love you.
What's that?
That's it. Okay, you, Mr. Producer, you can give Jackie a hug and cut her off.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, sweetie. Bye.
All right. Okay, Jackie will be selling the tickets at the tournament. So raffle tickets, which all that money and proceeds also goes to the young lady that they're supporting to help fight breast cancer. So
yep. Matt.
Well, we were talking about Matt. Matt's been on the flounder. Y'all, how many flounder did you catch, Joe?
Actually, Don caught all the flounder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you going too fast?
Yeah, just way too fast. Have a drag way too loose. That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta like actually like, you know, kind of grab when you get out first thing and grab that line and see where it's at.
Yeah.
They shouldn't just, you know, free spool out.
But no, it felt like, I was telling Rick earlier, it felt, when we first got on them this morning, it was like we were, what's those guys that sit there on the boat, just, is it tuna fishermen? They sling and just sling them back in. Like, that's what it was like this morning.
Nice.
The yellow mouse, you know.
You know, the United States government finally today passed a law. You know, we have the Billfish Protection Act, where you can't catch swordfish and I forgot what the other two are right off the top of my head.
Tarpon?
Billfish.
Oh, okay.
Marlin?
Marlin, yep. Yeah. Okay. All right, so it was supposed to be an act. It was in 2002 that it was passed to protect the billfish from being wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that the United States allowed other countries to ship in billfish? We were the number one eating country of billfish.
And it was imported.
Imported billfish. So it was kind of a hypocritical law. We weren't going to kill our billfish, but we're going to eat all the billfish all over the world, everywhere else. So they did pass an act, and all the fishermen, that you no longer can sell billfish in the United States. So now they really are protecting the billfish. You know, like in the state of Florida, you cannot sell a redfish at all.
I think, well,
you got to import it from the redfish that are sold.
Georgia.
Right.
From Georgia.
The redfish that you see sold here in
They have to come, yeah.
Have to
you,
come
you can't
out
sell
them
in Florida, yeah.
You cannot sell a Florida caught redfish.
Right.
In the state of Florida. It's kind of.
We had this conversation, though. I was on the radio, a year and a half ago, and we talked about, you know, when they were upping it from one redfish to two redfish.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And one redfish, two fish.
So three when fish, you tell people, fish. When you tell people, hey, you can catch one redfish, they're going to keep two or three. Then you tell them you can keep two, they're going to keep three or four.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a big problem with people saying, well, you shouldn't be keeping two.
Well, you're right. See, I was number four. Most of the catches
I was not. I was not for it.
We'll talk about this when we get back. But it's a very interesting topic. Joe?
Yeah, let's talk about it when we get back. I mean,
let's talk about it when we get back. And I'm going to give you a number if you want to get in on the conversation.
Call in and tell us about it,
904-296-1062, 296-1062. Give us a call. Get in the discussion on red fishies. Hold tight. Right back.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville, 100.3 The Biz.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Federal law enforcement officials say they disrupted a plot to carry out terrorist attacks at New York City locations, including concert venues, subway stations, and Times Square. Prosecutors announced today that three men based in Canada, Pakistan, and the Philippines had conspired to carry out terror attacks in the summer of 2016 in the name of the Islamic State. Prosecutors say 19-year-old Abdul Rahman El Banasawi bought materials to make a bomb but was arrested after traveling to New Jersey in May of 2016. He pleaded guilty later that year, but the case was sealed while the investigation continued. 19-year-old U.S. citizen Tala Haroon was arrested in Pakistan in 2016. 37-year-old Russell Salek was arrested in the Philippines in April. It's not clear if they have attorneys. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 2 points. This is SRN News.
Your 100.3 The Biz weather forecast.
Should be a pretty decent weekend. 75 the low tonight, partly cloudy skies, small rain chance. 86 with a 40% chance of showers tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. 76 for Saturday night. Still a chance of rain Sunday, but partly cloudy. 88 the high. 76 for Sunday night. 88, partly cloudy, small rain chance on Monday. 75 for Monday night. 88, small rain chance, partly cloudy Tuesday.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
You know, some women are really pretty women, but you can take 200 pictures of them, and they still cannot look good in a picture.
I have a hard time with photos.
I look great.
Well,
I'm not real good at them.
Well, this is one lady that I know. She works for a newspaper, writes an article. Took them 62 shots. They finally got one that looked good enough to post.
I know. Oh, good Lord. Like that Anna Crowder girl did the same thing, that Crowder chick.
That Crowder chick?
Crowder chick? Yeah.
Hey,
Crowder chick.
Don't you be mean to her.
My live one is Anna. Hey,
woo-hoo!
Anna, how you doing?
Hey, Anna.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good.
Doing good, girlfriend. Good. How are you?
Well, hey, we picked you up 5 new entries coming in. $1 came in.
Yep, I've already got one of them, Timothy, registered. I was really hoping he would. We've been talking on Facebook and stuff like that. And we met at the Greater Jacksonville Redfish Tournament. So
yep.
I was really hoping he'd win her after winning the Redfish Tournament kayak division.
Right. Yep. He won the Kaku that I put up.
Yeah.
He called in and he said he heard us talking about it. And he said he went straight to the telephone and hooked up. These two ladies here are getting ready to join up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw John Chapman registered just a few minutes ago, too.
Hey, wait a minute.
Right on. Chappy.
How about Kevin Laracy? Where's Kevin been?
Donnie talked to Kevin, and he said that he's in.
Awesome.
Okay.
So what's your number now? Where are you sitting at?
Got to be over 60.
I think we're about to hit 60. We're either at 59 or 60 right now.
Right. So you know you're going to hit 70 with no problem. We got to get these extra 30 people in next week.
Yeah.
Because that's the same thing we had with your tournament. Remember, it was about a week or so ago, and them 30 showed up at the captain's meeting.
Yeah, I know. We had 30 show up at the captain's meeting.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. I mean, we're way ahead of where we were last year this time. So
I'm
pretty excited about that.
Well, that's for anybody out there, make sure you go pre-register. Because it helps so much for those people, you know, who are running the tournament.
Oh, God.
If you just go pre-register.
It really does.
Right, Rick?
That's especially for us because we serve food.
Yeah.
And so knowing how much food we need to have is huge.
I don't think don't see what's behind the scenes. You're serving food. You're doing registration. You're doing tickets. You're doing
Now, I heard
everything.
That you're going to serve me and Joe here because we can't be at the captain's meeting. Is that correct?
You're gonna take Travis. You're gonna take Travis's share and bring it here.
Bring it here.
Which Travis are we talking about?
We talking about Big Ugly.
I don't know any Travis that would do it. Honestly,
I don't know that I can actually physically carry Travis's portion of the loaf of oil over tonight.
Well, you know, you get to divide in half, and you bring one to me and one to Joe.
Okay. We will save y'all a plate, because you'll get a plate. So we will save you one. I just wanted to call in and tell you thank you so much for really promoing the tournament on today's show and everything that you've done, especially Rick. I know that you have gone out of your way to help us with the captain's bags. We actually did get a couple more things in today. I was surprised. I did not think we were going to get them in. So
who'd you get them in from?
We got Saltwater Assassins sent us a ton of pink soft plastics.
Good. Okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
That means I don't have to pack that tonight then.
So, Anna, let me ask you a question, though. Where's your husband catching all these flounder?
Inquiry minds would like to know.
Where everybody else is.
Aw, darn it.
I thought they were flying like butterflies. Come on now.
What was the heading of the show? Fun and informative?
Well, I guess we'll have to book a charter with Madness, right? Mm-hmm. Madness charters.
Yeah.
But who else came in besides Saltwater?
I've got Sunsex. So Will Nyman from St. Augustine Paddle Sports, he's that kayak guide out of there.
Yes, I know.
He also represents Sunsex, so he hooked us up with a whole bunch of Sunsex stuff for the raffle and for the captain's bag. So we've got those, and those people are great. They're always very
and their product's great. Matter of fact,
I'm
out of it right now. I got to order some more.
That stuff's. I mean, we have gnats. So many people don't realize what are gnats. They come down from the north. What are gnats?
There are no see-ems.
I tell you, you're right.
Gnats.
Sandflies.
We got that other stuff.
Irritation is what they are.
That's in the squirt bottle, Joe.
Yeah,
that
no see 'em, bud.
Anyway, no see 'em, gnats.
Maybe that's the name of it. I don't know. But,
I thought it was.
But that Sunsex. Oh my gosh, that stuff's great.
Yeah that stuff's good.
Those items are great because I have a little, you know, those little native side pouches. And if you look at my side pouch, I have a Sunsex in one pouch, no see 'em in the other pouch, and my chapstick in the third pouch.
I'm telling you. There you go. There's your go tos.
She sounds like a kangaroo, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She keeps
it. The one time you're like, oh, thank God it's breezy out, was when you get just fed up with being eaten alive by the bugs and spraying all that on you and stuff. Good night. It's like sometimes it's nice to have a little breeze.
Well, Anna, I've got in my possession about 150 different items put in your captain bags. So we got.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Okay. We got 50 or 60 of the new jaw jacker clear eyes.
Glass
eyes. Yes, we got those all packed up, ready to go. I've got a stand up jig where, you know, the bottom's flat and it goes straight up where you can. Okay. That's, I forgot who that's by, but I got about 50 or 60 of those to go in the bag. And then we got some, another jig to give you anyway. So we got about 150 pieces right now put together.
That's great.
And that's awesome.
So then we're going to put a couple of our new Jawjacker plastics inside, the little trout killers, we call them.
Thanks.
And
the little curly tail grub looking guys.
No, those are coming in. They'll be in before the tournament. We're going to pack those up for you too. We got We got a little paddle tail. The little paddle tails.
The mini ones.
Yeah, the one I don't think Steve liked because he didn't like the movement of it.
Well, it had to do with relation to the hooks that we were using too. Because when you use those little bit longer shanked hooks, doesn't work so well.
Right.
It's kind of like trying to stick a shrimp on one of those. It's hard because you end up going out into the tail on them.
Okay. Now Keith tears the trout up on the pink ones and the white ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of trout,
is there anything that Keith don't tear the trout up on?
No, really. They actually troll with those.
Huh.
That's how they troll. Well, they haven't lately because the poor guy's house is gone now. Whose boat he was on. Keith lives across the street from the river.
Okay.
Right.
And the docks and the houses across the street from him are all torn up and gone. And wow. Everything.
Oh,
so, that's awful.
Well, Anna, when we left your clinic, the water was coming up into the parking lot, and I hope everybody got out before it got flooded. And then,
we stayed around for a while, and it never really got much higher than what it was. It was stressing Katie out a little bit, but it kind of settled right at the lip of the, kind of where it was when y'all left. It sort of
and
stayed there.
Brown's Creek was 2 to 3 feet underwater when we drove by.
Yeah, well, there was some water in the parking lot today when I went by it this morning, too.
Boy.
Yeah. Anna, do you ever fish guana?
No, I never fish guana.
Never fish guana.
Okay. Me either. I haven't.
I go out there. I've gone out there once with Catherine, and I go out there if Heroes on the Water has an event out there. But I don't make it a habit of going out there.
What about your husband? Does he go out there?
No, never.
No. Okay.
No. Why?
Crocodile Dundee.
We were talking about trout.
Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Crocodile Dundee. Mm-hmm.
The trout, I'm telling you, if you guys are new into fishing, get yourself into guana. It's very humbling, but you'll catch a nice trout.
Don't forget to call us on Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Friday the 13th, you call us at 5 o'clock. We first go in there, and we can remind people. We can remind people to get to the captain's meeting. They haven't signed up and everything.
We'll be scrambling at that.
Absolutely. We're going to put y'all on the air. I've got Jay Guder coming down. He's a kayak fisherman, too, but he's also a musician, and he's bringing a PA for us to use this time. So we will actually going to go ahead and put the app on and have you guys play it on the air until the meeting starts.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. That would be great.
Right, well, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Good luck. We got to hook up here. We got a bunch of stuff I want to get rid of. The first set of stuff put together already. So we'll hook up sometime this weekend to get it to you. I think she's gone.
Goodbye.
That was Anna.
Right. Joe,
goodbye.
What's the number to call
into? Well, we got one more segment to go, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen.
Hit us with the number.
296-1062, 296-1062. Y'all stand by. One more segment to go. Hold on.
Whoop, whoop.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jack's Beach. Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. At 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we got the lights all on, the Christmas tree's lit, and we're ready to go for our last segment.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and we want to wish Elizabeth a happy birthday, too.
Yeah, right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Okay, what'd you say, 50?
Oh, wow.
Excuse me?
How am I getting thrown under the bus on all this?
Hang on, I'm taking my Vans off. I'm throwing them across the room.
I know, right?
Okay, this is our last segment here. So you're going up to get your... Get a new dog this weekend, and then you get back. You're gonna be doing some pre-fishing. Are y'all gonna have time, or are you just gonna go out next weekend and fish the tournament?
We're gonna be fishing cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Okay. Yeah, we did a little fishing Saturday of last week. I didn't get to fish all the weekend before, and
hadn't been many good days to go out.
No, the weather's been kind of a little on the rough, not real compatible.
Matter of fact, I guess the best pictures I've mentioned before is Matt's two flounder. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best. Pictures I've seen in a while. I've seen Anna's husband had a couple of good catches. During all these storms and everything.
He did very nicely.
Yeah. So that's about
it. Before the storm rolled in. Yeah. That front. That was a great opportunity to get out and go.
Yeah. On that. So now you're going to be going out basically cold turkey. I've seen you out there one time. One photo of you been out there fishing since you've been out of the hospital.
I haven't put a whole lot of photos out there lately.
Well, you just... I don't know what to say now.
I've been under the weather, but got out there in Guana. Like I was telling
Is that
Anna,
where you're at?
I was in Guana.
Okay.
I caught, mm-hmm. I caught that very, very nice...
Trout.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was third cast in.
Okay.
On top water.
Did you go at 6 miles where you launched at?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at 6 mile, went out, went a little to the left, and it was Labor Day weekend, and I was pissed off. This little boat goes right in front of me. I'm like, really, guys? Really? Between me and, the shore? And I was kind of pissed off.
All right. And so?
I just sat back. I waited. Take it easy, Elizabeth. Calm down. Took a deep breath, cast, boosh.
How big was he?
29.
Oh, nice
29
fish.
29-inch mm-hmm. trout. 29. I was like, oh! hell yeah, I grabbed my net. Woo, yeah. And at that point, I didn't even care about the rest of the day. I was just like,
you had that good fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a good fish. I'm like, happy. Woo.
So are you thinking about doing Gwana again, or are you going?
I love going to Gwana. There's a lot, and I take people out there, and it's very humbling. You go out there, you can fish all day long and not catch anything.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that.
Yes. I mean, the same thing goes with, you know, fishing Mosquito Lagoon, Indian River, all of that down south. It's very, very humbling. And
alligator issues. Is there any issues with the alligators at all?
I've never had an issue.
I've never had an issue either.
Okay. I don't fish with bait. It's mm-hmm. all artificial. So, no. I've had one jump
stay
off.
Stay away from the shoreline?
No. I don't even say that. No.
If you see one, you just don't, you know, I mean, if they're on the shore and it's mating season, you just don't go near it. You just stay away from it.
I've been in Gwana at night, mm-hmm. and you can hear them. You can hear them grunting, and it's amazing. The stuff you can do, you know, getting outdoors.
Yeah, Gwana is a nice area to get away, you know, get out, get away from everything.
Your best launch is what, 6 mile or the dam?
I usually launch out of the dam.
Well, you have to be careful with the hunters,
right?
Because they can only hunt out of 6 mile.
So you know, you're not supposed to even go past that in one
right,
spot.
Right, and then
so.
halfway through, you can't go past.
Now, how about the situation this week? You know how it's been down there with the winds and everything. Everybody and their mama are out there fishing for trout and everything, standing in the water for flounder and the whole bit. Where do you take your kayak? You got to go out, what, 100 yards from them?
Well, you'd go to the dam.
Yeah, I mean, to go to the dam, but you're going to launch at the dam, but you can't hang around that dam in that kayak because you're going to get blasted. Whether you want to be blasted or not, idiots are going to cast at you.
I don't really ever see anybody casting at me, but you know, I don't really want to fish right there.
Because see, when that dam opens, right, that's when it explodes.
Well, it does. I never fish. I don't fish the dam.
I go
down a bank and start tootling along and do my thing until I find the reds and schooled up in the middle.
Because the point he's making is just that all the guys, a lot of people are standing at the dam.
Oh yeah, yeah. You go right there where the boat launches, and you just.
They have built a boat launch close to the dam.
Well, there's that one launch. There's that one on the right side.
It's not the beach anymore.
It's common courtesy.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If you're going to launch your kayak or your boat under 9 horsepower, right?
Right.
Right.
At the dam, then go somewhere and go fish. Don't sit there and screw up people's fishing who are trying to wade fish and fish from the dam.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's just, common. There's that one launch on the right side.
At that point, it's just common courtesy. Leave those people alone so they can fish where they want to fish and go fish somewhere else.
I think Joe's comment and thought pattern was, are you able to launch and get out?
There's an open spot where it's a launch. People back down in there and they launch right out of there.
Okay. And you can go and not interfere with the people.
Oh yeah, they'll be pushing on you, but I mean, you know, you just kind of beach right next to them.
Don't launch your kayak right there and then paddle out 50 feet and just hang in.
I just pedal out from there and I'll tell you what,
if you get bored in the water, you go out about. Probably about 100 yards, hang a left, and there's FWC has there where they drop all their animals. Mm-hmm. You can find bear carcasses, all the stuff that gets hit on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. They dump it back there.
Alligator food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got out to go to the bathroom one day.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, there's a bear. There's a bear. I'm like, I was so still.
Now, is the buoy still out there right in front of the dam? They used to have a buoy area. No. It's gone.
You'll see people out there crabbing. They'll crab off mm-hmm. to the right, crab off to the left, and then you just kind of go between the crabbers.
They're usually pretty nice. They usually don't give you a lot of crap. You get kind of close to them. I mean, I end up launching out there with Kyle, and you know, sometimes it's a little discombobulated at first, and I'm like, go, 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 you know.
Well, yeah, they used to allow us, like, we would spend the night there, and we would have our pole holders already staked out.
Yeah.
And so break of dawn, we were up, and the flounder bite there, like Joe was saying, when that dam, when the water was coming through the dam.
Oh, yeah, when that dam opens up, and those flounder come flying through.
Oh, great flounder fishing. Thank you, ladies, very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay.
296-1062. Put that in your phone for next week. Next week's guest we have lined up, Captain Donnie Taylor, with Inshore Outdoors Fishing Charters.
Whoop, whoop.
So Captain Don will be here, and we'll have somebody in here with him. All right, y'all, have a safe, safe weekend. Enjoy yourself, and we'll see you next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Wear PFD.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.